Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sorry, just checking social media.
Oh, checking social media.
Nice.
Gotta stay on top of it, Oscar.
Okay. The Bill O'Reilly interview caused a little controversy among some of our listeners. There were people that were angry. Shocker, welcome to the United States.
He's a hot-button topic, Mike.
Yes. Yes, I understand this. I always fancy myself as playing for the left side of the aisle. And, you know, and my peeps from that arena, not happy about the Bill O'Reilly interview. Not one little bit.
It's like they were mad at you for trying.
Well, I mean, I don't think
they were universally against you.
No, there were some wonderful, kind comments about people. And there were people that said nice things that don't like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Right.
That was fine. But then there were people that really just, they wanted me to do this. Okay. I think they wanted me to yell at him.
Mm-hmm.
And scream at him.
Yep.
And shout at him. And, you know, and the fact is that here's my thought process. If I can give you my thought process.
Please.
Do.
My thought process was, as far as Bill O'Reilly and the sexual harassment allegations, asked and answered. And I knew how he was handling it, and I knew he wasn't going to go into deep detail about that. He denies it. He said it's politically motivated. He said it on probably 50 interviews before he got to our podcast, okay? Mm-hmm. So I knew I wasn't going to get something out of that. But what I wanted to get from him was a sense of what he was going through.
Right.
And then when we got into the whole discussion about divided America, which I believe the Fox Network contributes to, like a lot of networks contribute to, then we, you know, we sparred a little bit, but it was nothing over the top. And what I wasn't going to do was scream at him because I wanted to keep him on the show. And that's really the long and short of it. I thought it was an interesting discussion with a man who has fallen from grace. And as I said before on the show yesterday, he didn't give us any rules. So, you know, the fact is I could ask him about that.
Two adults.
And that was cool. And I thought, you know, I did respect that. Because, you know, he's coming into every arena and he doesn't have, it's like, yeah, I'll handle it. I can handle anything they throw at me.
When I listened to it back, and what my thought was this, is that it was almost like having John Madden on the old show. We got Bill O'Reilly, that's Bill O'Reilly on television. He's a disc jockey, he's a character, and he brought his character to us and shared it for 15 minutes.
First thing I read, and I have to share this.
Please. Okay?
Yeah.
From Luke DeRocher, the very first post about the O'Reilly interview. Just finished the Bill O'Reilly interview. Mike O'Mara, was that your interview or Oscar's? You could have hit... Are we? What's going on, guys?
I'm telling Pony so I can see you. I can't see you very well. I'm
moving
his mic boom.
I know, and he's in show mode, which is...
No, he's fine. Go ahead. You were saying.
Yes.
Just finished the Bill O'Reilly interview. Mike O'Mara, was that your interview or Oscar's? You could have hit him a number of times on a number of points, and you backed off. Yeah, you wanted a fight, Luke. You wanted me to scream at him because that's your political point of view. I understand that. I respect that. I think a harder-hitting interview may have made for a few more waves that may have helped download numbers.
Waves! Okay,
So there he is for, you know, telling me right away. He goes from just making it, you know, wanted a harder hitting interview. I understand that. Then he gets into my download numbers, which he thinks is personal. And that's,
To sound like he knows what he's talking about.
My opinion. I know others will disagree. But as this last weekend has reminded us, we are all entitled to our 2 cents. Keep it up with big time guests. But don't get happy. So, look, I understand people get frustrated with that. But I wanted to keep him on the line, and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't a contest, because that is not what That's what he probably expects from a lot of people,
yep.
and he gets from a lot of people. And the other thing is, I like having guests on the show, and I don't want to have a screaming match where, you know, I know Bill O'Reilly's politics. He doesn't necessarily know mine, but I thought it was, I got my 2 cents in.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with him on a number of points, and I think I asked him some very introspective questions, and I stand by the interview. You were going to say something, Oscar.
The only wave we care about is 97.1. The Wave.
The Wave.
All right.
Wave.
That's number one. That's number one.
Your beach station, yes.
Your beach station.
No, I mean, is there anything unknown about Bill O'Reilly?
No,
is there anything,
these,
you know?
This is the reason why.
Well, I think it was unknown that he played football.
No, that people hate Facebook now. You get on Facebook, it's all this bitching. Yeah. How about you celebrate things?
Our fan page has degenerated into, it is absolutely the land of, just what turns people on, you know, there would no more, if I got on and said, if I posted this and said, Rob's kids look great.
Yeah.
And what a great picture that was. There are going to be 3 comments and there are going to be 4 likes.
Yep. Mm.
If I get on and say, what's wrong with Rob's kids? There will be 350 likes. And 400 mm-hmm. comments.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's really, I think we have to come to a point where, look, I have tried on my social media, I truly have tried this, to post things that I find a lot of people might be like-minded. Like if I'm watching a sporting event and I want to comment on it, and I think there are a lot of DC folks watching, sure. or there are a lot of New York Giants fans out there. I love posting something mellow and saying unrewarding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll say something that I feel, you know, where I want to get my 2 cents that I think would be boring for the show. I want to get my 2 cents about the NFL players taking a knee. I like to do it that way. But this incredible negativity and listen, the guys that go for the jugular right away, like don't waste any time.
Right.
I find you're the worst kind of coward. It is the easiest place to be a tough guy, and you know you'd back down like the candy ass you are if it was one-on-one. You know that's I'll tell you, I love it and I hate it. I love the fact that you can reach out to so many people simultaneously, but I hate the laziness of it. Every fat, lard-ass dullard in America sits there with his fat sausages and has something to say. You know what I mean?
Because it's easy.
And it is so frustrating.
It's so
it really
true.
Is.
And this, you know, including just like, everybody in the room here,
of
by
course,
the way.
Everybody,
of course.
I am as We're guilty all, as the next person.
We all got the sausages.
I'm being a total hypocrite talking about it, but the fact is it drives me nuts. Where, you know, I have been criticized by some people in this room that we gave too much power to the Mike O'Mara Show fan page on Facebook. And I'm here to tell you, I totally agree with that. But I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
I go to it all the time and I post things on it and I share quite often. If we're gonna have a show post, we go to our show page, we
the
go to our personal pages.
The group is rooted in it's
rooted in love.
In love.
And a it shared is rooted interest. In love.
A solid
shared
foundation.
Right.
And you remember, we had a situation years ago where the High Sparrow tried to take over. It was almost like a coup.
Yeah, it was a coup.
And they pushed back, just like Cersei did in Game of Thrones.
Well, and now refresh my memory on the pushback. What was going
the
on?
The High Scepter, High Sparrow. Depends
the High
on
Sparrow,
how,
what
yeah.
did he do?
Do you remember when he
started slashing posts left and right?
Yeah, because it was almost like a dictatorship.
Oh, because the true venom that was on there and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
No, well, there's a guy yesterday that's in a thread. I don't know what it, I think it was about the O'Reilly interview, and it was he starts calling people the C word.
C.
That's not
men
okay.
and women.
Carlos.
And I don't know. I'm not sure who he was, but he started doing that, and they took that down.
That's a horrible
they
word.
Took down. But it's just it was to me it was something where I just sometimes when I will look at something that's really really cool, like for example, you know. We'll announce something about New Orleans and something
right.
goes down like that. And then you just see, okay. And then, you know, something we really need to get people behind and do
right.
that. And then somebody, but if it's like, did you see what happened? Negative, and people just get.
That's what they love.
It's so.
Is that Oscar's wedding fridge?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like Fridgegate.
Yeah.
You think that fits in my house? It's wider than my house.
That is bigger. It's bigger than your house.
The wedding fridge is in the hallway of my home.
This is on the fan page.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, this is the fan page. Let me read.
Do you think, Mike, I think this might be the author. Is it a reflection of our national malaise right now?
My back it's certainly gotten worse.
I agree.
This is the guy. I think this is the guy. I don't want to, but his name is Dave, and he says, I'm apparently about to be kicked out of this fan club. Yeah, here it is. I'm apparently about to be kicked out of this fan club for using
don't
the
do
C
it,
word.
SDM.
No, leave him in.
But before I go, I just have to ask, what about my post earned me the right to be put on a blast, on blast by some of you?
Well, if you post something, you're getting off on it. What are you trying to do? You don't post because you don't want people to see and comment.
I said I hadn't listened, don't like O'Reilly, and may likely skip today's show. I didn't say I was quitting or they shouldn't have booked. I just read another post saying Mike kind of rolled over for Bill and was seeing if others thought so. Yeah, because you're a dickhead. Dave McIntosh, because you're a douchebag.
Max father.
And you're a cowardly douchebag, too. You know, really. The fact is, these are the things that I would love people to have a nice discussion about. Was the interview hard enough? Was the interview not hard enough? I'd like it to be reasonable. You called somebody the C word.
Yeah, horrible word.
Within like three different posts. So he says, so if I'm booted for being on blast for asking some questions in a statement, O'Reilly, so be it. Okay, Mr. Bravery. Oh, you're such a no. Put on your nerd suit of armor. Go off at the Renaissance Festival, okay? God almighty.
He said honest Ren to God. Fest.
No, but this guy he called somebody a C word. And then he's like, well, I'm about to be bashed. I don't get it. It's just this absolute typhoon of negative energy that sometimes weighs me down. It sometimes wears my ass out. Because I am. I completely cop to the fact that when we get a big get, it's really, I'm very curious to hear people's takes on
the response, yeah.
And you don't, and first of all, if you don't think, you have to have self-awareness. If you don't think that I was strong enough, or I fully know that I wasn't going into that interview to have a fight with Bill O'Reilly. I wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
I wanted to finesse the interview so that I could maybe get a little out of him. Some said I did, some said I did. But no, it was by design. It's not that I went, oh, Bill O'Reilly. I could have gotten Bill O'Reilly to hang up on me in 5 minutes. You
could have done dueling O'Reillys.
Yeah.
I could have done dueling O'Reillys and Nate not taking it seriously at all. But the thing is, when it's just like, I don't expect people to get on there and call somebody else because they might disagree with you a C word and then go on and do this self-serving post about how, oh, I'm so put upon.
That's the nuclear
all I was
option.
Doing, all I was doing with this. And it's so negative. It's just everything about it is negative. And it makes me sad. That's all I wanted to say. It makes me sad and it makes me a little angry. I think I've demonstrated that. But then, after this guy brings all this crap on himself and then he gets on going, I'm about to be kicked out. Poor me. I never did this. I never did.
Why was I put on blast?
We have a high tolerance for BS.
Yeah.
Sir.
Would it be safe to say that most posts on social media, if you spoke the way a guy like Dave McIntosh speaks and you were in a bar with mixed company, you get somebody break your nose. Somebody would give you, you'd be talking to your teeth in about 15 minutes. But you're a big man when you don't have anybody that can reach it. That's the thing about
besides,
the accountability.
No one would want to hang out with that guy Dave at a bar.
But no, that's not it. But the thing about what's frustrating about to me about it is at least with Facebook, you have some level of accountability because you have to put your name up there. But at the same time, you have your name out, but you're not going to have to. If I added up the stuff that I've read that is just, we have become so uncivil to each other because of this cowardly medium.
The distance.
You have to transition to Instagram. Really? It's the world of cute puppies and big asses.
Yeah, all that.
And I'm not even into big asses.
Yeah.
But I look at them.
They click like. They just click like.
They intrigue me. Yeah.
Rob Spiewak could speak to the addictive power of the Book of Faces.
Yes,
you? I mean, you would say that it's a, you know, it's kind of a comfortable shoe. It really is a comfortable
shoe.
It
is, but you know what? I can't do what Dave does because I'm truly accountable because I, you know, I'm accessible.
You're a father. You're a media member.
Speaking of Dave McIntosh, Dave, I've got the comfortable shoe right here. And we're all going to pass it around, and we're going to put a drink in it for you.
Ah, how nice.
There's mine.
Oh, right, there we go. God.
Now drink it, Dave. There you go. Drink out of our shoe, you hump. That's it.
That's not like champagne out of a glass slipper.
Right. But you know what? I think you'll find on this show, like all the other shows, my first directive is stay positive. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So we moved out from the city to on Long Island. You don't live in Long Island. You live on Long Island. You live in the city. You tell people, people ask you, where do you live? You go, we live in the city. You don't live on the city. But if you move out of the city, you're in it now. Now, if you go out, you're going to be on the island. Long Island's not one of those places you can't get in it. There's nothing to get in. You just stay on it. My parents would say, Jerry, we're going to the city today, so get ready. We're going in. We're going to get on the train. We don't get in the train. You get on the train. Even though you see trains, there's nobody on it. You never see anybody on top of a train, but that's how you talk. If you want to live here, this is how you talk. We're going to get on the train. Why do you get on the train? Why? So you can get off it. Get off the train. This is
come
our
on
stop.
Now.
We got to get in the cab. You don't get on the cab. You were on the train, but you don't get on the cab. You get in the cab. Okay, Jerry, what about Uber? What do you do with Uber? That's the new thing. Do you get in it? No. On it? No. Off it? No. You take it. You take Uber. Because there's no money. It's like free. I don't even know how it works. Do we even pay for that? I think it's just a free thing. Comes with the phone. Anytime, it's just a little cartoon cars. Whatever you want. How'd you get here? We took an Uber. It's like M&M's in a bowl. You just take them. Just take whatever you want.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yay.
You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how well I sleep. I've been doing that for years and I do love it. Probably one of my favorite products that I've ever purchased in my life. Now, the folks at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. I want one. I want one. It's designed to maximize your best possible sleep. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed, just like the one I have now. That's your Sleep Number setting. But with new responsive air technology, this bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. It actually is that smart.
Yep. Smart.
I'm smart.
Pray to the bed.
Did you know many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? Did you know that? Anyway, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, it does that. Remember, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses and last twice as long. And best of all, 91% of owners recommend them. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90. And I feel great, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful.
Were you giving me the thumbs up there?
I was.
I was just wondering. You met the bed that does it all. Only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number number 360 Smart Bed Plus. Ask about 48-month financing. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you, and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Please do that.
Yeah, so anyway, I vent a little bit when I do that, because that was the first, that Luke guy was the very first thing I read, and I read it. Everybody knows that. The guys that are in the know, that are savvy, they know I read that. They actually read it to me, and I want to thank, because I got so hung up with the negative like so many people do. I do want to thank all the people that had so many nice things to say. Our friend Todd Moore was nice,
Tomo.
And he had some nice things to say. And by the way, Todd Moore, who I think has one political viewpoint, we disagree on a lot of stuff. There were people from both sides that were saying nice things about the interview. And I'll tell you, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to have Bill O'Reilly on the show. And I'm glad that we do that periodically. It gets our show attention.
I would rather people talk about it than not talk about it.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Sure. Absolutely. Right? But and to be honest with you, my rant and my rave was because the very first one that I read was that. You know what? I have to say this before we get to the mailbag here.
Yeah.
It really did serve to open my eyes. I think one of the, and this kind of, I don't want to call it an epiphany, but it was a moment of clarity where I perceived that, oh, I kind of get it, that you roll along with only really paying attention to people that agree with you. And then when you see a differing viewpoint, you know, you poo-poo it and you just move on. What happened to me is that I know how I feel politically, and I got attacked, not really attacked, but I got panned by a lot of people that I agree with politically, and it kind of informed me that you can feel that pain from people on your own team. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And I really wasn't clear on it until then when I said, this is why we are all beating each other's brains out.
It's not all or nothing.
And you know what? And when it is something negative that comes at you from such an unexpected place,
right,
it's weird. It's something that
you know what it is against. To be fair to everybody, and I appreciate everybody's opinion. You know me more than anybody. I don't block people. People say the most horrific things about me online, and I either mute you now because that's available on Twitter, but yes. I don't block you, right?
Okay.
I would say this: it's lazy to automatically see a name and see someone you trust, like a brand like the Mike O'Mara Show, and say forget about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Yeah,
it is. And it's knee jerk. It's knee jerk. It's reacting really before thinking, which I would always say the one thing I don't have any faith in is someone who will comment about something on the show when they haven't listened to it. That to me
not
is
fair.
It's like when LeVar Burton was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I hate reading. I'm not listening to that.
That's right. And that's 90% of our
Screw
listeners.
You.
That's right.
Readers,
hate
but
books.
Here's a good thing. Let me change
books.
The subject, because this is not Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It's Usday.
Usday, yes!
Because it's all about you.
Bring on birthdays.
On Tuesday, yes. It's all about you, people.
It's all about you.
Lazy.
Love us or hate us.
After all that.
Anonymity.
We're going straight to them again.
Yeah. Right back to them. It's all about but this you. Is not social media. This is sending us your requests.
Yes.
And your birthdays to our show.
Via telegraph.
Because you love the show.
This is, by and large, supportive.
Should I share the editor's note that you wrote on
Please,
the
Please, I wish you
today?
Would. I wish you would.
Here is an editor's note. Welcome to the brand new Tuesday mailbag. Turn it up, because I think you're going to like what you hear. Hey, Rob, any gifts, you dim-witted fathead?
Absolutely, Mike.
Whoa.
We got a postcard.
That, by the way. He wrote
I love
that.
Doing it. This is a postcard from Yankee Stadium. And it reads, Mike, thinking of you at Yanks O's, I'd love to take you to a game sometime, but I'm not sure I can deliver a full Marcus Serta production. See you in the playoffs. Chris Pontani. Anyway, so thank you for sending that, Chris.
Hey, Chris, congratulations to Aaron Judge for hitting his 50th home run yesterday.
Wow.
And that's a new, I think, a new rookie
It is.
Record. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
It is. As a matter of fact,
he's a Yankee. Aaron Judge, big guy, big boy. Scary to see him at the plate. And the Red Sox might be head-to-head with him again this year.
When Oscar requested boutique beverages for our refrigerator, Merle Rogers sent us two cases of Honest
Merle.
Tea.
The sure
Merle.
Thing.
So thank you.
Would that every listener had the enthusiasm of Merle.
Oh, my
Am
God.
Am I right about
Here.
That?
Yes.
Moving right along, we have a new youngest
Welcome
listener.
Welcome
to my world.
Welcome to our world, a lovely baby girl named Finley Gray Mitchell. Born on the 22nd of September, she has a healthy head of hair, brown eyes, and the complexion of an old boxing glove.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's that we are hoping she will eventually grow
You're
out.
You're fighting tomato cans, Rob.
Oh, God. Fingers crossed. Well, mine too, then. Good luck. Mom and baby are doing great. A little boxing glove. Anyway, also a warm welcome to Ren Marie Southern Tate, who was overly punctual and dropped 6 days early. Mom and baby are doing fine. Is that a 1, 2, 3? It's hyphenated, so it's actually a three-name person with a hyphenated last name.
But I'm going to give it four names, and that's not
acceptable.
That's
a four-name baby.
Always round up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be an adult, you know, go through a few marriages, you know, keep that maiden name, but geez, that's a four-name baby.
Baby!
6 days early, but I'm glad the baby's doing well.
Doesn't look like a boxing glove.
Since no one I know gets it, happy 50th birthday to me. This Friday, thanks for the funny, Dan White, Spokane, Washington.
I think this was a funny letter because when Dan White wrote it, he included a pronouncer for white.
That's funny. That's funny. Moving right along, I have to submit my own birthday request for the mailbag as I bid adieu to my douchebag 30s, and I welcome my effit 40s with open arms. No cunning mimicry request, but I would love a Mel Gibson hooray to toast with. Can't wait to see you guys in NOLA. Lots of love, Linda Herr.
Do we need to spin for that?
No.
All right, Mel.
Hooray!
Yeah, you can just go ahead and throw it right in there. Lay it right in there, Rob.
There it is.
Moving right along, Jasmine Schofield writes, I wanted to ask for a birthday shout-out from my dad. He and I have been listening for over 10 years, back to the days of AM radio. Ever since you guys started the podcast and the birthday shout-outs, my dad's dream has been to have his birthday shouted. Sadly, up until now, I have been a crap daughter and never took the time to make this happen for him. Oops. So, if you can please wish my dad, Rick Schofield, I am your father.
Great.
Happy birthday, Rick Schofield. I think he'd love for Arch Campbell to talk up whatever record you choose. If not, let him know that he's my best friend and I love him to death. So it's Rick Schofield. Let me look at my music here. What do I have?
In your library? Right.
When a daughter writes in, for some reason, it means a little more than when a son writes in. Son should write in because he might be into the show.
Sure.
Fathers love their daughters. I had a lovely conversation with my youngest daughter, Elizabeth, last night. So let's see here. Oh, I don't know. What are you guys in the mood for? You in the mood for rock? You in the mood for funk?
Oh, my God.
I'd like some up-tempo pop music from the 70s.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Rob Spiewak. Let's see if we can do that for you. Let's bring it on,
that was
everybody.
Weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Arch Campbell.
Hey, Arch.
Oh, my God. What a fun day this is. Hey, Rick Schofield, have a happy birthday.
Well done.
There it is.
Nice.
That's for Rick. That's for
I was like, he's not going to hit it. He's not going to hit it.
It's a tough talk up.
I mean, it's right there.
But you also did both ways that Arch talks.
I know. Again, Arch can be very, very, very addictive.
Oh, you know, he can.
Really, let me see if I'm.
Do you like now that I'm ending a lot of my texts with you with thank you, Arch?
Thank you, Arch. Yes, it's kind of become our. It's kind of become our little nickname. You know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God! I've resurrected. What a. I don't know about the movies if you're going to go out there and see them. It's just Arch Campbell, Tony Perkins, Gary Stein. Two lovely men. Oh. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. That was really
he hit
speaking
the post.
Speaking of talking up records, Tyler from Wichita writes, I was wondering if you guys could do a live DJ session at the live show in New Orleans.
Ooh.
This is a great idea.
This is a really bad idea.
I like the first half. Let me read the rest of it. But instead of talking up records, would you be able to talk up the live band as they play different songs?
No,
that's not going to work. That won't work.
Oh,
I've done it. It's right. You're putting too much on the live band. You're really expecting it. But I think having a DJ off and maybe grabbing people from the audience to do the talk ups.
Ooh, I'd love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So make the thanks for the content. We'll do a live DJ talk up session.
Come on up here, Marcus. Let's see what you can do.
We'll do 50 records, and then we'll take people out of the crowd, and we'll just throw random records.
50 may be too much.
No, I don't know. I think 70 might be better.
I think 100. I think I can do it all night. Like, give me the right amount of booze.
Well, I just sit there and go, hey, I'm not saying you can't.
Right.
You know what happens when we involve the audience. That's
yeah, well,
true.
You know what? We will hone it. We will refine it. Yes. I like the germ of the idea.
Absolutely.
I think that could be very special. I think it could be very special.
Do you like it, Arch?
I think it's fantastic. Now I've got to do another one.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Campbell, fantastic day. Hope you're having a good one, too. How about those hurricanes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're amazingly nasty. That's right. We had a big one down here in Florida. That, it was really, really tough. I don't care. Who cares about downed trees? 4 feet of water in people's living rooms. Oh, my God. Gee, I hope everybody's insured. Best of luck to all of you.
I got a feeling.
Thank you.
Can I just a quick sidebar?
Yes.
When you see what's going on in Puerto Rico,
yeah,
yes,
is it hard to cry a cat too for you?
It is
because you've been through it. None of us have been through it,
right?
You know what? I could probably do a segment talking about post Irma reactions, yes, from people, and I haven't gotten my head around it yet. I want to do a segment where we talk about,
yes,
because I'm talking to a lot of neighbors, and you see neighbors on many, many different levels down here. Oh. Within my community, you've got people that
good and bad
are, yeah, not necessarily a total loss, but an amazing loss of property.
A life-changing,
based on floodwaters that came
right
into their homes.
Yeah.
And then you see the people that are like the lady that was complaining about two tiles missing from her roof and the fact that the roofing company would not get back to her. And I you know, look, everybody's dealing with their own trip.
Sure.
And I didn't want to look at her and go, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That you're dealing with roofing companies right now. Do you know what they're doing? You know,
they're trying to make
people whole right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, so it's so many different levels, but you're absolutely right, Oscar. Overall, down here in the area that we're in, outside of the, it'd be tough to make the case for people, my friends down in Bonita Springs that have 5 feet of water in their living rooms.
Or Key West.
Yeah.
But you look at Puerto Rico, and I pray that either private enterprise or our federal government can get those people the stuff they need. There's desperation down there.
Someone needs to step in. Somebody or something needs to step in.
And it's not top of mind when you've got, hey, did he take a knee? Did he stand? Did they stay in the locker room? We're Americans. Duh. You know, why are we talking about that when you have people that are very, very near and dear to the United States of America? Tremendous Puerto Rican American community here. I hope we can help Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know what, Oscar? You're tasked with that for tomorrow. Let's get some websites
I'll get
that
the
we
info.
Can link.
Thank
and
you.
We'll
I'm
make
in.
An announcement about that tomorrow to help the people down there. But anyway, moving right along, I lost my place.
From the desk of
Tyler. Yeah, instead of talking up records, would you be able to talk up the live band? Well, I think it'd be better just to do a record talk-up segment,
sure,
in NOLA.
Yes.
From the desk of David Burns, I just wanted to drop you a line and tell you about my recent experience with Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Ooh. Ooh, do you want to play sexy music?
Well, he's got his music, I think, somewhere. Let
the
me
help
see
desk.
If I've got a,
the helpline.
Well, he's got several. Pony's got several different music cues. I'll play this one.
Thank you.
Oh, no!
As a bonus show subscriber, since day one, I even bought the original Raw shows back in the day. I've never had an issue with accessing your paid content until this week. I emailed Pony, and he fixed my problem promptly and on a Sunday, no less.
Yeah!
I wanted to thank Pony for his help and to let you guys know you have an awesome employee.
Aww.
Long live TMOS. Well, isn't
very
that
kind.
Lovely?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
It's hard to be busy on a Sunday when you're wiping down your porcelain dough.
That's right. He said, I'm going to take a break from sexting.
There you go.
And help out David Burns.
Pony, keep up the good work. Good customer service. Very wonderful.
Do you feel bad that Anthony Weiner got caught?
Oh, I mean, it happens, you know. It's a risk you take.
He's in news you may not need today, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah!
Yes, sir. Moving right along. Yeah, and I'm not going to say moving right along again. I'm just going to go along.
Okay.
Young Jacob Preisner turned 6 this Thursday. Hi, Jacob!
Yay, Jacob!
Woo!
Jacob! He told me that he wants to be a DJ when he grows up. A DJ.
Don't do it.
No! Can you please give him some DJing advice? Oh, boy. Run.
Yeah, other way, right?
Run away. Matt, that's from Matt Priester, by the way. No, if you want to do that, it's a different world now than it used to be. And I think the pendulum will swing back, but follow your heart. No?
Not gonna swing. I got something.
Not going to swing the other way. My advice to him is don't eat the unattended donuts.
You never know where those hands have been.
That's right.
Yeah. Oscar?
She can get pregnant.
Okay, thank you. But six years old, for God's sake.
You're such a jerk.
Dear TMOS, today.
You know what? I've never played this, but he's earned it now.
Oscar is a douchebag.
Oh, I like that.
Saying.
Dear TMOS, today is my wife Dilcia's birthday. She recently started working at a deli. Oh, Dilcia the deli lady. And the first time she was tasked with offering samples was the same day Rob played the audio clip of Sunny saying yummy, yummy, yummy.
How
from
nice.
Costco.
Yeah,
the lady
exactly.
From Costco.
She talks like this, Mike.
Hello, hello, you're coming in, everybody.
Rob recorded it. That's one of your great hello, moments. Hello, hello, you.
She haven't seen her lately.
Coming in, everybody's trying.
Maybe she's over at BJ's.
She jumped ship.
Yeah, better program over there. Oh, where are you going to get your panko shrimp? You going to Costco? You going to BJ's?
Rob, I just when I listen to this, I picture you just clandestinely recording her
in the biggest
the
trench coat you could ever buy.
Actually, if you wanted the best recording, was I had an external mic on the phone, put the phone on a piece of produce on the cart, and put the cart by her, and then pretended to browse. And just let it roll for like
creepy.
10 minutes.
This is weird.
Well, that's I Sunny explained it. I explained
great
Sunny.
For the show.
I explained Sunny to Mike and to Oscar, and they said, it can't possibly be like that.
Craig McDougal, yeah. Thank you for that letter. Hey, guys, I'd like to ask you to help me wish my wife, Natalia. Hey, what if Natalia? Dilcia, Natalia. Like to wish my wife, Natalia, a slightly belated happy 25th wedding anniversary, September 19th, and a very belated 50th birthday, June 1st. Yeah, I'm adult. Oh. Thanks for constantly bringing the funny to this often absurd and unsettled world in which we live. We were talking about it before. We are forever in your debt. While I've got your attention, my wife is a native of the D.C. suburbs, and she would like to hear, she would kill to hear, her Red Line metro stop, Rockville, mentioned by Mayor for Life, Marion Barry. Well, it's really not Marion Barry. It's the Metro Man.
Right.
Kind of similar. Many thanks. Joe Del Porto. Natalia Del Porto. They now live in Los Gatos, California.
Doesn't that mean the cats?
Yes.
The cats. Yeah, we're going over the cats. Yeah,
okay, very good.
Right. I had a neighbor. I had the cats were neighbors of ours.
And also cats used to follow you on WAVA.
This is true.
Lou?
Yes. Lou Cats. Double O. All right, let's do the Metro Man for
do we
Natalia.
Spin or do we just do it?
Just go ahead.
Okay, very good. Here we have the Metro Man. Hold on, we got to get on the train.
All right, come on now, get on the train.
Test. That's all. Yes, Red Line gate is going to downtown Metro China. Check out. This is a Red Line to Rockville. Doors are going to be open on the. Hi, white people. Go down to hockey game. Red line. Metros. It's a green line going to your death.
That's what, oh, no!
It's, doors open on the... You got a bitch. That's Natalia Rockville.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you very much. Good morning. My youngest daughter, Alana, is turning 8 this Friday. Hi, Alana.
Hey,
how are you?
The Simpsons is her favorite show, and her favorite character is Krusty. When she's mad at me, I can always get her to crack up laughing with my Krusty the Clown impression. And every time I tell her you should hear Mike O'Mara do Krusty, could Alana please get a happy birthday from Krusty? Thank you. We do have to spin for this. Let's
okay.
see
Let's
what
see
happens here. Let's see what happens. Clown with a cigarette, clown with a cigarette, clown with a cigarette.
Hey,
there we go.
There
let's,
go.
Let's bring in Krusty right now.
How you doing, Miss? Where's the little girl? What's her name, Alana? Hey, Alana, I hope you have a fabulous 8th birthday. Listen to your parents. Bye, Alana.
He's a good clown.
takes a little more out of me every time I do it. Anyway, Baltimore's John Yingling, no relation to the beer fortune, I don't believe.
No, boo.
I would like to wish my daughter a happy birthday. 32 years ago today, while I was stationed in Portugal, Amy Erica Yingling was born. I know how you love three names, but thought you should know the reason behind her name. Since she was born in a foreign country, I named her Erica because if you take the Y out of Amy, her name is America.
Amy Erica, if you take the Y out, spells America.
Ah, I like that.
Okay. Happy birthday, Amy. Daddy loves you. That's kind of cool.
I like that.
I would also like to wish my wife, Jacqueline, a happy 36th anniversary. I have always said that the key to a long, successful marriage is to find someone who is better looking than you. I'll drink to that. Smarter than you. Drink to that again. Funnier than you. No, I'm funnier than Carla. Sorry. And more even-tempered than you. I am so happy to say that she did. Oh, that she did! Oh, she married somebody better looking. Oh, that was a bait and switch. I thought it was going to be nice. That's Bill O'Reilly. I love you, Jackie. Happy anniversary, and thank you, guys. Keep bringing the funny. That's a neat letter. He got a nice coffee.
You know who would like that joke is Arch.
Arch would love... he was actually... talking about himself. greetings from Pony's old stomping ground, Virginia Beach.
Ooh,
well, yay. It's your current stomping ground. You still go down there and stomp, don't you, Pony?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Just don't stomp too hard. You'll break the doll. Anyway, I am writing today as an embarrassed man. My finances... My fiance's. Oh, isn't fiance and finance very close together?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tell me about
it. My fiance, Oscar can relate. My fiance's birthday was last week, and I forgot to send in a birthday greeting for her. I could argue that I have an awful lot of wedding planning on my mind lately. I'm sure Oscar can relate, but excuses are for the birds. For the birds. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
So, I'd like to wish my lovely fiance, Daria Hubchok. That sounds like somebody ought to be in a Bullwinkle cartoon.
Spells America.
My name is Daria Hoopchuck.
What Boys. Happened to Daria? She's in Frostbite Falls.
A happy belated birthday. She's my favorite person, and in less than 1 month, we'll tie the knot. By the way, we passed on getting a hotel shuttle for our wedding and intend to tell all our guests about the TMOS promo code for Lyft.
Lyft!
Yay! That's wonderful! To get them safely and conveniently to and from the venue. Thanks for every podcast you have produced and every podcast yet to come. Fan for life, Joe Noto.
Hey, take me to the No-Toe Hoop Chuck wedding.
Hey, they call him No-Toe Joe. We have the last page.
We do.
Two last letters here. Hi, guys, and F you, Pony. Wow.
What?
Well, you get some love and you get some hate.
He hates
as a man of large carriage.
Okay,
a fat guy wrote this. As a man of large carriage, I get very interested in the donut talk. I believe that the local grocery store in the crappy town of Susanville, California, makes a donut that would bring tears to Dom DeLuise's eyes. I have no doubt that the donuts from this IGA supermarket would beat the hell out of any donut anywhere. A supermarket donut?
Wow. Well, IGA means it's an independent grocer that is under the IGA umbrella, so it could be an independent store.
Of course.
Thanks, Rob.
Of course it does.
My question is this. If I sent some donuts by Federal Express to you guys, is there any possibility you would try them? But I think you could try. We'd know whether they were in decent shape. You'd have to put them in some sort of, like, Ziploc bag at the very least,
yeah,
right?
Something
so that they would travel.
Like FDA
maybe
has.
Tupperware.
And it's California, so that's still a haul.
You can overnight to California. You want to spend the dollars, we'll eat them.
Yeah.
We'll eat them. Okay, if I were to provide a video footage of me buying them and placing them directly
like
into a Federal
White.
Express yeah. package while wearing latex gloves, would you then consider trying them? Well, they said yes. You didn't even they said yes before the latex gloves.
Five seconds.
You had me at hello.
You see, I'm a fat, lazy man, and I don't want to go to the trouble if it will be for naught. But say the word, and I will lumber into action at medium speed. Send the donuts.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Yes.
P.S. Oscar, a donut is something you eat. I am providing you with the Wikipedia definition so you know what we're talking about. Here it is. A donut is a type of fried dough. Okay, we get it. Okay. All right, we understand the joke.
I get it, sir.
Thanks for the laughs, guys. Got to go check my blood sugar before I die. Ben Ramsey. Ben, send it along, please.
Do it.
And finally, hey, guys. Once again, I am ready to ask for my own birthday wishes. I can't count on Doug Carlson. My wife doesn't listen to the show. And my youngest son would... I guess Doug Carlson would be a buddy?
Yes, a friend.
My wife doesn't listen to the show, and my youngest son would never think to send in a request for me. So for my 66th, I am going to go for the narcissistic. Since Mike started doing an impression of me this year, I'm going to ask for an impression of me giving myself birthday advice and well wishes for number 66. I'm hoping for three walkers on the one-armed comedy bandit. Love you long time, Dirk Vastrick. What is the impression? I don't really... I did it in the heat of passion, so I'm
I think
sure.
It is sort of a overly sexualized, intimate voice.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with financial planning and your demise.
Yes.
I'd like to change the Dirk Vastrick impression.
Okay,
you don't
on the
need
fly?
To spin. You don't need to spin. This. The Dirk Vastrick impression will now be the voice of James Mason.
Oh, excellent.
So
Oscar,
let's bring
he's
him
an
in
actor.
Right now.
Okay.
Hello, boys. This is Dirk Vastrick. I'm celebrating my 66th birthday, waiting for Mike O'Mara to die when I can wish. Call out to Spokane, Washington, the Pacific Northwest, where we live happily ever after, with my wife, my regular wife, my current wife, imprisoned in a dog crate in the basement as I live out my days with the lovely Carla O'Mara. Signed, the lovely Dirk Vastrick.
Wow.
Rob, it's time for a commercial. I shut the door. I should not be here. Hold on. Let me open it again. There we are. Now I'm
Bye,
in
Dirk.
Here again, and I have
oh,
to leave.
You're back.
Yes, I'm Dirk Vastrick.
You know what's nice great, time. Mike, is every time Dirk comes by, you bring up the fact that he's married.
Yes, he is. Yes. Fact that I remind myself of every single day. Love you, Dirk. Happy 66. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there. If you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Speaking of apps, we've got a great one we want to tell you about. It's called Draft.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantasy football. Woo! It's weekly fantasy football. Ain't like the other guys. Draft is a great app. You play real live snake drafts with other people, just like a season-long league. And here's how it works. The draft lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. You're done. You don't have to sweat it anymore. You don't have to trade. You don't have the waiver wire. Draft will even take care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes. So you can join one right now.
Now.
Now. And the best part, cold hard cash. Draft starts from $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. It's the only word you need to put in there, Draft. Put it in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer like I do with PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play real money games for free just by using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS. And we thank you, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for the mailbag. Terrific response from the audience on Tuesday.
They love
Seamless,
it.
Seamless. They do. They like it better.
Big win.
They
Big
do.
Win.
It's awesome. Yes.
Wonderful. We will be doing our mailbag
on Tuesdays.
The
grammar is still the same, but
yes.
They like the placement.
I understand, Bruce. I have to tell you that over the weekend, I like to pop in and see if the boys are up to anything. Rob Spiewak was very, very visible on social media this weekend, putting wonderful, just great pictures of his kids up there with the wedding. Whose wedding was it?
It was actually, to put it in perspective, do you remember my Uncle George? You went to his wife Maria's funeral many years ago.
Yes,
you stopped by.
I do remember
Uncle
George.
Very special uncle to me because he treated me very well when I was growing up. His oldest son, and Mark married Sarah at Belmont Country Club out in Ashburn, and it was an outdoor wedding, beautiful night, great party.
So
great
wedding and reception under the same venue, huh?
Yes, exactly. Outside wedding, inside reception, and only about 4 miles from my house, so thank you for picking that venue.
That's, you know, ultimately, that's the most important.
No, you didn't, you know, go what's to funny? Zoolander's wedding.
Yeah, he mentioned that, by the way, on Facebook. The funny thing is that up until we got into the car, Carrie and I were operating under the impression that it was at the Marriott in Chantilly. And if we had not glanced at the invitation, we would have gone to the wrong venue.
Well, why didn't you know that until you got into the car?
Because she mentioned to me about a month ago that they were getting married at the Chantilly Marriott. And I said, okay, goodbye me. That's where we'll be. 5 o'clock. And it was just, we never checked. And it was just
the blind leading
the blind. You were looking forward to this one. What were you going to say?
The blind leading the blind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You were looking forward to this one. You were excited about
it. Oh, very, very excited. Good wedding. And, good people.
The pictures, really. I have to say this. Your family, you know, and that boy of yours.
He's handsome.
He, you know, he's going to be a lady killer.
Can we ease up
is.
On your objectifying his son, please? It's getting a little creepy.
Yeah.
Bunny, right? Yeah.
Did you see the picture? Did you see the picture?
He's a good looking kid.
Perbs.
I said,
but this is like the 10th time you're like, oh, he's really going to lay some pipe when he's 17.
I'm a new father of a son. He's a good looking kid.
I said to Robert, I said, you're getting a lot of.
And Julia's a good looking girl.
And her hair is back to the right color. Did you notice?
Which is a relief.
Yes.
I saw that as well. But it looks so, it just, they were wonderful family photos. And I was thrilled for
I'm
you.
I'm so happy
Shut
you
up,
did
Oscar.
That. And I said to Robert,
he's really growing
so
up.
I said, that is so nasty.
Look how tall he is.
That is a wow. Look at him. Oh, God. Now I'm making myself throw up in my head.
You know who thinks that Robert is really handsome is Arch Campbell.
Oh, no.
Man, he's going places. Anyway.
But congratulations.
You do have a great looking family.
Congratulations,
you know,
to them. He's got a girlfriend now that I'm not supposed to know about, so let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh. But mom knows about
it. Is he handsy?
I don't know. Maybe she's handsy.
Gross.
Stop it. Behave yourself.
He does his daughter that.
Yeah.
No, so he does.
You joke. Went to the hockey game over the weekend. You sat next to Goat. You had a dream. I was jealous of both you guys.
It was a great weekend.
Weekends that you had as I was down here just dealing with, what is it called? Hand, foot, and mouth weekend, where my son had the news. Got the hand,
foot,
and mouth disease.
You get that from cattle. Hoof and mouth disease.
No, hoof and mouth disease. This is a Hooves. This is this. Adults can get it, but this is a kid's thing in many cases. And he got it, and he had a nasty sore throat with these little sores in the back of his throat. And
oh,
he had all these
no.
little bumps on his legs and his elbows. The poor little guy has
Any
been miserable.
Popping?
We've been what?
Any popping of
gross.
The sores?
Oh God, Rob! God, you're gross. Please don't be gross. It's gross enough to be living with this. God Almighty!
You know, really, really, what I said is not nearly as gross as Oscar talking about you having a thing for my son.
Objectifying your
yeah,
son.
Yeah, exactly.
This
whole
segment
is out of order.
Thought. No, so he's got this thing, and then we're talking to my sister, and I said. He wasn't around other kids. And we said, well, we were in a lot of motels. That's the place. But then Kathy said, well, did you eat out a lot? I said, yeah, we ate out tons because we were on the road and we ate in like Cracker Barrel. She said, booster seats and high chairs.
Oh.
And I went, oh my God. Whoa. Well, guess who's going to have a new protocol when we go into a place like that? By the way, he's pretty close to making that transition where he's into the booster seat, but he's still, you know, he pops into the high chair. He's still small. Okay,
so
you
it has nothing to do with farms.
It has everything to do with the butt.
The butt?
With fecal material.
Do you know what I think about when you say that? Then can
what
you
I
even
understand.
Imagine
doing the butt.
When you
bodily
go,
fluids.
Great
you know,
song. Yeah. When you go into a public bathroom, like in a restaurant or something, and they've got the fold down baby changing tray.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Can you imagine?
Well, no, but I will tell you, and as
babies, you know,
Rob, you've had small children.
I have,
you know, and boy,
and one
what
of them
a
now,
lad he's grown up to be.
Very
anyway,
handsome.
The thing is,
broad shouldered.
The high chairs are in restaurants are the most neglected thing in a high.
Of course.
You get a kid that's just trashes a high chair, and then they just like swab it down and they put it in the
they
corner.
They probably don't you even know. Swab it. They stack they it back hard, up.
Yeah, bring
Carla's
me a wooden high chair
thing.
That's not sticky, please.
But now that is in the purse, disinfectant wipes,
good.
And we do a full recon.
Does it hurt?
Vegas
is finally catching up.
It's like he just played 2 weeks at the Sands.
Yeah. All that dust.
I might be right behind you today. Michael had a little bit of wine last night with dinner.
Oh,
really?
Michael.
Maybe more than I should.
Couldn't tell at all.
No.
Couldn't tell at all.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm honest. You didn't come in here with like,
but
oh,
I should have, because you were overcompensating this morning.
Yeah.
A little bit. When you cleaned the mic, it was like, hello. I was like, good morning. What's your plan?
Yeah. I was like, oh, Mike's in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah. I logged on with the guys at about 8:30 because they established the connection when they get in there. Something I hate. I used to like it when I could call them. That's when I was completely ready. Now I'll just sit there and I'll hear them talking to each other when I fire up the board. It's like,
these jokes. Dan O'Brien.
I will tell you
that. No, Dan is never here at 8:30.
You know, we don't know how he got it, but he's so uncomfortable. He was so uncomfortable. He's coming out of it today.
Good, good.
What's the incubation period?
We took him to the doctor. The doctor diagnosed it, and then we said, what's the school protocol? Said, does he have a fever? He said, he had one. Has he had one in 24 hours? No, this was like, I want to say Friday. And she said, well, don't worry about it. If he doesn't have a fever, you can send him to school. But we haven't taken him to school because he looks like a leper.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, he's going to be the kid that's just
I've learned my alphabet.
Hello there. Sanctuary. Sanctuary. So he's got one more day. Goes back to school tomorrow.
But he's
Mama's
okay.
Yeah. He's fine. He's
that's
fine.
Okay,
but
good,
he's just, you know, he's been uncomfortable. And, you know, it's like the hurricane, and now he's here and all that. And by the way, the last thing before I get you out of here.
Yeah.
On social media, you post on Facebook. Vicky Carr. What was the Vicky Carr thread?
Because
please explain.
I was picking out the music for Rob Radio on the Wave, and about twice a year I'll play the horrible song It Must Be Him, just because it seems to
by
get
Vicky
a
Carr?
Yeah, it gets a reaction from people, and I really hate the song, and so I just wrote stupid Vicky Carr to see if people would react to it. And people did. Because
Vicky
people
Carr.
Hate Vicky Carr. It's a
right,
Vicky
well,
Carr wreck.
We'll come back, ask you a few more questions about the wedding. We're running super late. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Meara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, I've been brushing my teeth regularly and doing what I thought was a really, really good job.
Yeah.
Then I discovered Quip. Let me tell you about Quip. It's a new electric toothbrush. Okay, it's a wonderful electric toothbrush, and you can start brushing better today. Let me tell you what I do with Quip. Quip lets me know when I'm done, and I brush longer, and I brush more thoroughly than
great?
I ever have. And by the way, I'm off to the dentist today, so I'll let you know how my wonderful day goes. Introducing Quip, the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. I got back into it when I got back down to the house after the hurricane. It was half the cost of bulkier brushes. It's wonderful. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush, but without
just
the big price tag.
Great.
Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of the magazine's best inventions, Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. That includes free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. And we thank them.
Yeah, the timer is so great on that. So, so cool.
So you put the Vicky Carr up as just a joke or
yeah,
what?
Sort
it's
of.
One of your inside things. Right?
Yeah, and sometimes you put up
mobbers.
Sometimes I put up something just to see what people react to. It's trolling, but not in a negative way.
Again, sausage thumbs. Sausage thumbs.
Fingers.
Sausage fingers. But you're
just
texting with your thumbs.
No, I don't. I post from the desktop.
Oh, sorry. Mm.
And people like Zip and Tab and Ben and Sam, they all like
Zip Affleck is much faster, brother.
So that's all it was?
That's all it was, yeah.
All right. Okay. And did you thank Fried Ralph Rice for the tickets?
Very, very much. And he really made a fuss over the kids because he provided 4 tickets. So Robert brought 2 friends, another kid named Robert and young Ben. And Ben is also blossoming into quite a young man, Mike. You'd like him.
Stop it. God, that's ridiculous. Come on.
No,
Mike, I'm going to save you briefly. We cannot continue without highlighting the fact that we have a new possible character, Sausage Fingers.
Okay.
Instead of salad fingers,
sausage fingers.
Enemies.
Are they enemies?
Do you have the salad fingers music?
I can grab it in a second.
Would sausage fingers be a fat version of salad fingers?
Oh.
That might be a poll. And opinionated.
Sausage
entitled
fingers.
And opinionated. And possibly lazy.
Oh, so absolutely lazy.
I think we'll make him a bit right wing because that seems to be the most passionate sausage.
So salad is left?
Salad is left wing and sausage is right wing. And says just, you know, doesn't do the regular things like a rusty spoon, but actually
I don't have salad fingers because you've already...
What about like rusty tongs?
it would be like a rusty crock pot.
I'm so
disappointed.
Oh, gross!
Let me see if I've got it. Somewhere.
When I see rust on anyone's pots.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, man. Bad, I judge you, and I'm not even a foodie. <That's true. laughs> I hate food.
Or a rusty frying pan.
I don't have that.
For some reason, I think of my grandmother. Okay. When I see a rusty frying pan, I'm like, oh, that'll burn off.
It'll burn off.
Well, we don't have the music. It doesn't really work with the music.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Oh!
Please respect the flag.
That's right for the jugular.
I'm curious. Would sausage fingers take a knee if he thought he could get back up?
Anyway, it was a fabulous weekend for both
but,
you guys.
Ralph and, did what he did is he grabbed three pucks for the kids, and that is and
what.
He, yeah, and it's just amazing the way Ralph
is
such a good guy. Thank you, Rice.
Did you drink heavily at the wedding? Just out of curiosity.
At the wedding, I drank a lot. Yes,
really?
I did.
And did everybody drink a lot?
Was your dad there?
Did he drink a lot, too?
No, my dad wasn't at the wedding. And my mom had to skip it because she had an issue at home. But most of the family drank really well. And there was a great awkward moment with two of my cousins, Sammy and I think it was... Who was it? It was Andy and Sammy. And Andy and Sammy. No. It was Sammy and Steven. And Sammy said to Steven, we're waiting in line to get more drinks. And Sammy says, you know what? To Steven, he says, I think of all the cousins, you're the funniest one. And I said, I'm standing right here.
Because you wanted to be the funniest
one. And then to make it even worse, he says, but are you a cousin? I said, look at the goddamn family tree. I was the first cousin. Go and re-examine your opinions.
Were they younger than you?
Everyone's younger than me.
Ah, you're getting to that age. That's it. And then
I was in vaudeville.
I was a funny guy back in the day. I worked with Ziegfeld.
I watched Happy Days. I knew all the jokes.
I knew George M. Cohan. Come on now. Hey, and then the last thing you wrapped it, we got to break really quick.
Yeah.
But you wrapped it up with, you did your traditional parents' night at your daughter's school, right?
There was the worst dick father last night. Oh, God. Do you know when we do a conference call with a new client, what's our modus operandi is don't talk. Don't ask questions.
Speak when spoken to.
Exactly. And make it brief and painless.
Don't make it about us.
Well, I haven't gone to a back-to-school night in a couple of years, but this is Julia's new technical school. So I went because I wanted to meet her teacher. Her teacher turned out to be great, and she loves Julia, so it was a very positive thing. But as she's winding up, Julia, who came because there was a misunderstanding, she thought it was more of an open house than a back-to-school. She was the only student there. Mm. And the teacher was actually really cool about it. She says, we're lucky to have one of my students here. Julia, can you say a few words about the class? And Julia,
pretty cool.
And Julia stood up and said, one of the things that we did this week is we wrote a report on the facilities of the graphic design lab. And the thing that was most impressive to Julia was the cost of all the equipment that is in there. And she didn't have any numbers in front of her. And this father, and by the way, anyone who wears a turtleneck, just stay home.
It's not that cold.
I know. It's hot.
What did the dick dad do?
I mean, it's technically warm still here.
He said, in my house, if I want to give my kids an estimate of how much something costs, I put it in terms of Corollas. And I looked and I cocked my head like Linus.
What, like Adam?
No. He said, well, I said, do you see that printer? That's the cost of three new cars. That's like three Toyota Corollas over there. And then they understand how much it costs.
Is that when you met his eyes and said, oh, excuse me, Dad, blow it out your behind?
What I did is I flipped the table over and jumped at him.
Should have.
Corollas? You know,
was he a question, Dad?
If you wanted to get to the teacher just to say hi after the piece?
No, he'd be there.
No, yeah. And he was blocking like a defensive line. He was like,
Dick Dad.
Yeah, Dick Dad. Exactly what he was.
That's another character.
Dick Dad.
How many Corollas do you make a year?
I like to tell my film
up. Hey, here comes Dick Dad.
Hey, come on now. Respect the flag.
That was Dick Dad. We're going to take a break. I'll get that music tomorrow. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show. She was terminally pretty.
So exciting. This past episode marked the start of the 7th year of the Robin Joe Show.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I'm kind of getting the 7-year itch. I reached out to Todd Moore to do a show. Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to Oscar.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reach out to Gary Stone.
He's dead.
He never worked with you. Unless you bought a t-shirt.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Robin Joe Show, a new episode every week, robinjoeshow.com, and available on the Mike O'Meara Show app.
Get on it!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Reach out for a gig, huh?
I know it's going to be bad news.
Comics hate themselves, Mike.
Yeah, anyway, self-loathing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Shopping Amazon through our website is the hot new trend. All the cool kids are doing it. Cool kids like Lori Sandler, Canada. She bought a Venus flytrap and a lawnmower. Zang. Merle Rogers. Again?
Can't help it, man.
She's a sure thing.
Yes, you can. Merle Rogers bought her goose from Top Gun Halloween costume. Sexy time. Daniel Philip Friedman purchased a paper towel holder. Look out. And Craig McDougal bought escargot because the great taste of snails comes in a can. Because the great taste of snails comes in a can.
They've got everything.
He bought canned snails.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of it. They look delicious.
Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money. I'm sorry, I can't get by snails.
News.
Snail.
Come in a can. Who was the guy that used to call bowling?
Bowling?
Yeah, and he would say the great taste of a beer comes in a bottle.
Chris Schenkel.
That's him.
The great taste of snails, it comes in a can. All right, moving right along. I've said that a lot today. Well, your daughters will be a little safer for the next couple of years. Anthony Weiner was Frankie, shut up!
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. You know what that dog needs is a can of snails.
Anthony Weiner was sentenced yesterday to 21 months in prison for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. Good.
Yeah.
That's what I said when I heard that news. Good.
Yeah.
He cried. Sadly, there's no video. He'll be serving starting in November. He was also fined $10,000. Will have to register as a sex offender when he gets out. I have no sympathy
for
this guy.
Longer.
This guy had his chance. Blew it, and I
bet you $10,000.
He wrecked so many lives. He really
I bet
did.
You $10,000 he runs for office again, too.
Well,
if he gets
he's got
out.
That kind of brass. Weiner was hoping to avoid prison time, obviously. He told the judge, quote, I have a sickness, but I do not have an excuse. He added that he's been, quote, a very sick man for a long time. His words are hollow. He's done this
of
before.
Of course.
So that's it. And he's been going to therapy twice a week and meetings every day in order to keep his sex addiction under control. I just, the brass of the guy. I don't know. There's something about him.
He's been doing his therapy via text.
What a creep. Like to think of myself as a forgiving person, but that frustrates me.
I'm
worried about that guy. Moving right along, there's still no official word on Kylie Jenner's supposed pregnancy, and apparently there's not going to be. On Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday, Ryan Seacrest got a message from Kris Jenner right on the air. What, like a text? Did she send him a text? This is where
SMS messaging. Ooh,
yeah, Ryan. Oh, Ryan got a. Kris Jenner's got Ryan's the.
Well, he's the executive producer, his production company of the Kardashians.
That's true.
Oh, that's even
he's
more,
getting
see,
paid
that's even
all
slimier.
Day long.
Disc jockey.
So he got a message during the show from Kris Jenner and the
text
message
me during
quote,
sweeps.
Kylie is not confirming anything. Oh boy, does that mean we're going to talk about it for a few days, Chris? I despise
it's
that
it's a girl. TMZ has it, you jerks.
That's right.
Maybe there's no need for Kylie to confirm anything because Britain's Sun tabloid says Caitlyn Jenner's rep told them Kylie revealed her pregnancy to her dad some time ago. So Ryan Seacrest, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner, kiss my ass. You're all conjurers. What a bunch of
and
crap.
Who knows what's really happening after those dune buggies.
Exactly. And all those
and
snails.
Were you the one that screwed up Oscar's dune buggy?
Yeah.
This man
By
is having
way,
a bachelor party.
Confirmed. It was her.
It was her.
It was her.
Wow. Oh, my God. You were close to I would say greatness, but you're close to
wait
slutness.
Forever.
You know what? He's going to get that face tan. He's going to get that hoof and mouth disease now.
The it's not hoof, it's hand and mouth.
Whatever.
The hand, foot, and mouth.
How dare you? Hoof.
Hoof.
Yeah, hoof. It's my son.
That's not a farm animal, for God's sakes.
I understand.
The New England Patriots beat the Houston Texans on Sunday after Tom Brady got hot in the second quarter. The fans also were hot. Temperatures were in the 80s in New England, and so people were ordering bottled water like crazy. During the second quarter, Gillette Stadium ran out of bottled water, so vendors started giving out soda cups with tap water for the low price of $4.50 each.
What?
Bastards.
What?
Naturally, people did not like that. They complained on social media. One person even claimed he spent $45 on tap water. Yesterday, a Patriots spokesperson said, quote, "We apologize." Bob Kraft said, "We apologize that that should not have happened. We're looking into it and ensure it doesn't happen again."
Hey, Bob, that shirt with the blue shirt and the white collar looks great.
You see the sweat? I'm sweating through it.
Yeah, it's tap sweat.
Ironically, Tom Brady warns people to not drink tap water in his new book. He says, quote, "Drink tap water only if you filter it first." Oh, lick it. The Patriots, once again. The Patriots just being patriot-y.
Hey,
you know?
The Sun tabloid in England just confirmed that Tom Brady's pregnant.
Yes, with a girl. According to a new study, we spend more time sitting on the toilet every week than exercising. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. The average person spends 3 hours and 9 minutes on the toilet every week. I would blow that average out of the water. But,
so to speak.
Guys,
yes.
I think you have an excuse if you're a parent, though. Because I know more parents that hide in the restroom from their kids than anyone else.
I would say that I would grab that excuse and latch onto it, but it would be disingenuous. Okay. I must just tell you it's the process.
Yeah.
It's lengthy.
I'm with you. And the first
27
one of the
minutes
day,
a day.
First yes, one of the day, everyone's still asleep. Mm-hmm. I might as well be the last man in the world.
Right.
That's how they wake
By
up.
By the way, everything that comes out sounds like Bob Kraft.
Here I am, Rob, floating. You want some tap water?
Even if that sounds high, 27 minutes a day to you, it's not like this battle is close. We only spend about half that time exercising in a week, 90 minutes total, or an average of about 13 minutes a day. So that's why I'm
anyone that has seen
my
me,
Fitbit on somewhere here.
Mike, anyone who has seen me in the bathroom knows that sometimes it is exercise.
I think so. I think you burn calories.
Absolutely. Your son's waiting outside the door with a water like you just got massaged.
Yeah. Just give me a little slap on the butt. Way to go, Dad. Nice marathon.
Towel.
Thank you, son.
27 minutes of cardio.
There's a group at Indiana University called the Caving Club. And a few weeks ago, they took, quote, a beginner's trip to a cave about 20 miles south of campus. A 19-year-old freshman named Lucas Cavar went on the trip. But if you spell the name, it's C-A-V-A-R, Caver.
Hey, Mr. Caver.
Well, Lucas got separated from the group, and they left without realizing he was still in the cave. Oh, my God. Oh. When he got back to the cave's entrance, it was padlocked shut.
Oh, it's like a high security cave.
What the hell is this?
Mike, this is pretty high-tech spelunking is what this is when they lock it.
A cave that's padlocked shut? That looks like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Of course, Bruce.
He couldn't get a cell signal in the cave. It's Bruce Wayne's cave. He couldn't get a cell signal. He spent hours screaming for help. Then he shifted into survival mode, and that was a good decision because he was trapped in there for 3 days.
What?
Oh, my God.
Does no one love Caver?
He says he survived by licking water off of rocks, and he stayed sane by talking to himself and napping. Finally, his parents got worried when he never responded to their texts, and they filed a missing persons report.
But 3 days it took him to do that?
Well, if he's at college... But I go 5 days without talking to my kids in college.
Wow, it seems weird, though.
The word got back to the caving club, and they went back and rescued him.
Carrie won't lick anything.
He feels lucky to be alive, and his cave exploring days are done. He's not going to
Well, he's going
to
be okay, and that's what's good. And they shouldn't lock the cave. You know what? It should be like in a trunk of a car with
Don't
a yellow cord
cave.
Where you can unlock the cave from the inside. Yeah.
Cave's locked, sir. Moose out front for the toilet. And now a little something, something. There's an 18-year-old guy in Bellevue, Florida. His name is Isael Lima. Over the weekend, he broke into his uncle's house, stole his police uniform and his police car.
Oh, no.
Then he took it out for a ride, picked up his buddies, pulled a car over, and even responded to a call to break up a fight outside of a convenience store. He did all of this to impress his girlfriend. He was busted when his uncle, who also lives in Bellevue, Florida, noticed that his house had been broken into. Isile was arrested on 8 different charges, including grand theft, armed burglary, and impersonating a law enforcement officer. And his girlfriend can now claim that she is dating the village idiot of Bellevue.
Yay! There you go.
Fantastic. We'll take a break, come back. We've got about 5 seconds for the audio bump, but we'll do that right here on the Mike O'Meara Show as you listen to the song stylings of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right, well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You know what's the best part about that? He says the best part of the call is when you say where you're calling from.
Yes, I know.
That's the best part.
Speeding along. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Listen up. I have a question for you. Yeah, you. Yeah, hello. Hello. No, whoa. Oh, hey. You. I'm speaking to you.
Ah.
Yeah, the one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus show package. Is it because you crave something shiny and new? Well, we listened, and for our new fall season, we're proud to introduce Mike O'Meara Pumpkin Spice Bonus Packages.
Ah.
Yes, all the laughs and thrills of the original bonus show, plus the added kick of maple now.
Oh!
We added pumpkin spice maple.
Mmm.
Pumpkin spice maple avocado bonus shows.
Oh, it's delicious.
The future of our show depends on it. Come on, don't suck, okay? Buy the bonus show. That's what we want to tell you. MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please quit sucking. And we thank you in advance. Get that bonus show. And now, without further ado, let's open it up. The audio vault for today, Tuesday
as opposed to Wednesday or Thursday.
That's big down here where I live in the Midwest.
You going over there Friday? No, I'm thinking about Tuesday.
Sonny Jurgensen. Maybe Wednesday. Sonny Jurgensen pronunciation.
Middle of the week?
Yeah.
Tuesday. Bunch of Wednesday.
Jerks. Anyway, September 26, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
You know, with the avocado in the bonus show now, it's full of the good fat.
Yes, the good fat of avocado on Wednesday.
Avocados from Mexico.
Anyone here still watch Jeopardy? I'd like to pop in on Jeopardy. And
yeah, I mean, if you want a go-to, I'll watch Jeopardy more than any other game show.
Jeopardy is great. And last night they had a very balanced panel, but there was, during one of the rounds, one category that was ignored to a point where at the end of the round, all the categories were left. The board was blank, and it was called NFL teams. So maybe the Jeopardy contestants don't know much about NFL teams. It felt a little awkward.
NFL teams too.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
This is the
running
best
back
one.
Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry.
Oh,
Dennis
Anupama.
Or Yvonne.
That's
who
games.
Are the Los Angeles Raiders?
A visible sigh of relief when that round was over. Everyone goes,
is it the Colorado Rockies?
No, I'm sorry. He's running back for the Baltimore Orioles.
Emerson Boozer, is that the Winnipeg Jets?
There is something special, though, about the idea that there are other venues where no one knows anything about sports.
There you go.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay.
Why didn't they quarterback for the Cleveland Cavaliers? I don't understand this.
Rapper B.O.B. I think you could call him Bob safely, but his name is B.O.B. He has started a GoFundMe campaign because he believes that the... how about you? Bomber Bob.
Bomber Bob!
Do you remember his last name?
Dornan.
That's right!
Bomber Bob Dornan from California, the great state of California. Bomber Bob, how about you, Bob?
Rapper B.O.B. thinks that the world is flat.
Mm.
So he has started a GoFundMe because he wants proof.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here.
It's Flat Earth Bob, Mike.
Flat Earth Bob.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here. I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can or into orbit as I can to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
He's looking for the curve. Bomber Bob.
Stoner GoFundMe.
Oh, Bob. Well, Mike, all of your prayers have been answered because Kevin James is back on television with season two of Kevin Can Wait. And it premiered last night. And remember, over the summer, they killed off the wife character so they could bring in Leah Remini. And this was the reference last night where they pay off the fact that the wife is dead, has been dead a year, and there's a bad joke.
Now, you got to be kidding me. Not again.
What is it?
It's from your mom's gym. It's a postcard. I haven't seen you. We miss you. You know what? So do I.
Okay, you know what? Give me that. I will call them right now. It's been over a year since she died. They shouldn't still be sending this.
That's right, right? Thank you. Oh, but don't throw that out. On the bottom, there's a coupon for a kung fu lesson. I want to go there.
Isn't it great that through the years, he can still bring great comedy into our bedroom, right?
And our living room. Creepy.
All his sitcoms are so, yeah, right? The whole thing is creepy. It's just weird. It's weird. And Leah Remini coming back after she's got that war going with Scientology.
Yes, yeah.
It's just a strange world out there in Los Angeles. And she's never responded to us.
No.
Oh, God. And we'd love to have her
you
back on the show.
You guys worked together.
You did. Yeah, well, absolutely.
It didn't really end well. So maybe that's why.
I don't know. It's just, it's so great.
She's not funny, Mike.
Bill O'Reilly. If we can get Bill O'Reilly on the show, we can get Leah Remini.
Of course.
Yeah. We continue to
What
ask.
Do they say? What are her people say?
Originally, it was she wasn't doing any press, and she was on hiatus, and the most recent one is no interest at this time, I believe. I have to go back and check
the
email.
No,
yeah, it is.
That's the
FU. Oh, the best FU is, and I won't mention the name, Alton Brown, who says, please stop requesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, he's a dick, Rob.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, dick.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should kill him off mid-season and then write a joke about kung fu. Kevin Can Wait. Watch it on CBS. And you know, he's still got that magical Monday night time slot. God bless you, Kevin
James. God love him.
If you want a threesome, Mike, go to New York City.
New research shows that New York City is the most popular city in America to have a threesome. When asked why, respondents said, we can only afford a one-bedroom.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday,
I'm
going to
play
everybody.
This one again because I like it so much. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today at Unlock the Live 24/7 TMOS stream. Our messages for our weekly Tuesday mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the mailing address, TMOS, Fox 32-101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Arizona Diamondback. Ciao, ciao. I got a
feeling. You did it!
Yeah!
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, Pony, jump up and down. Here we go.